My favorite thing to do personally is to go out in the great outdoors and get away from people. I like to camp, hike, and just generally spend as much time as I can out away from everybody. There's something about the solitude and peace and quiet of the woods that just relaxes me. Welcome back to the swamp, my friends. It's good to see you made it back for another episode. Today we're once again going to be sharing some allegedly true and creepy stories sent in by viewers just like you, who had some camping experiences that weren't so great. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it's a camping story or something else, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. Now, without further ado, let's get into these creepy, allegedly true camping stories that'll freak you out tonight. My name is Tyler. I'm a guy from Oregon. My story takes place in 2012. I was 15 years old and on a guy's retreat. This was a course with guys and teachers from my school to celebrate the end of the year. We also wanted to get closer to God as a part of the group young life that we were in. We were at Marion Lake, just past Detroit Lake. It was about 9 p.m. or so, and the sun had just set, and us boys decided to play cops and robbers while the chaperones sat around the fire drinking coffee and preparing s'mores. We were playing for almost an hour when I had four guys who were insane for the show Finding Bigfoot devise a plan to scare everyone. As a disclaimer, none of us really believed in Bigfoot, but that would soon change. I decided I would make some knocking sounds, and one kid decided he would go to the top of the hill and make a roaring sound. Well, our plan worked perfectly. We were watching in the distance as adults were calling us back. All of a sudden, it got deathly quiet, almost like a graveyard, until three guys joined me, saying, "Did you hear that?" We played it up for a few minutes until one of the guys looked up to the top of the hill where we were. He pointed his flashlight up there, and he dropped it suddenly and ran. Me and another guy looked at each other like, "Wow, that was weird." We then heard grunting noises and smelled something that made us all want to puke. I drew my pocket knife, so did one of my friends. Not like this would do any good anyway. I turned around and shined my light simultaneously with my friend, and there stood a 9-foot-tall, giant man with arms past the knees. We all stood there in fear until it started walking towards us. The three of us just stood there until it moved. We all took off back to the camp and huddled in our tent. The three of us slept in shifts if we could even sleep at all. At about 5 a.m., if I had to guess, we snuck back over to where we thought we saw the thing. We saw 6 sets of footprints. We never went back and never said a word to anyone. This is the first time I've told the story to anyone, and I apologize for the spelling errors and mispunctuation. This is a true story. Not one of the details contributed is made up or fabricated. It may not sound strange to you considering the crazy stories you're used to, but I believe mine is of the extraterrestrial variety. It was terrifying, and I have never been so scared in my entire life. So, in this contribution, I'll go by the name Jim. I'm very excited to share this true story with you. Thank you for the opportunity to do so. A couple of years ago, out on a mini weekend vacation, me and my very level-headed girlfriend, Vanna, were about to encounter one of the strangest occurrences we have ever, ever had, and we haven't been able to explain it since, nor had anything like this happened to us before, or after the incident. In the summer of 2018, I and my girlfriend loved to go exploring the mountains and streams of eastern Tennessee and western North Carolina. It was our escape from the world being both nature lovers, We loved the freedom of the forest and spent many a night in the car or camping away from civilization and never had anything scary happen to us. It is safe to note that after this happening, we cut out wilderness outings to almost zero compared to every single weekend. Not how it was before. We were, and still are, freaked out, you guys. It happened to us very late one night around 3 or 4 in the morning. We live in the Smoky Mountains and decided to take an overnight joyride over the mountain somewhere on Blue Ridge Parkway. We pulled off at every overlook just to have a look around. No traffic and no lights up there that night. My girlfriend and I are super in love and never thought anything would terrify us or ruin our beautiful getaway as badly as it did that night. At one pull off, we got out and were looking at stars together. As we were looking at the night sky, every star was visible and burning brightly. We were in such a moment of peace, with no traffic or anybody around for miles, just us in the dark night sky. When all of a sudden, the stars were moving, if that makes sense. Like, they started moving in different directions. Just as a disclosure, we were not on drugs, and we have not been drinking. The stars started moving in all directions for both of us. The feeling was not one of fear, but one of great peace as we stared at them floating around the sky. It was beautiful, for the lack of a better term. We watched a few seconds until a sound from the forest down the ridge broke out the peaceful silence. It sounded robotic and sort of alien, like a kind of robot sound, if you know what I'm saying. This would be the same sound we would hear multiple times. We didn't look at each other. We didn't signal each other. Just ran like hell as fast as we could and jumped in the car. I even cut my arm on the rain visor jumping into the car as fast as I did. We knew we had to get away. Far away. But the beauty turning into terror was just the beginning. We were alone, flooring it off the mountain, driving towards a town when we saw headlights behind us. It was a company van of some kind. Neither of us remember the writing on the side of the van. We got into town and stopped, so did the van. We saw the outline of a man in the van, and he followed us. Intuitively, I stopped to see if he would stop, and sure enough, he did. He would stop and pretend to work in his van. We took off to finally realize that we lost him. After driving for a while and sure he was far behind us, we hit the interstate making sure he wasn't behind us once more. At the next rest stop, we decided to stop to refresh ourselves and regain our composure. Neither of us really saying anything except, "What the heck was that?" When from the other direction comes the same van, with the same man at the wheel. Which was impossible, unless two twins were driving the same truck from each of our directions, which is very unlikely. Almost impossible odds. It was the same guy. He glanced at us, obviously trying to pretend he wasn't following us. I jumped out the car and yelled and demanded an explanation, but an overwhelming fear enveloped me. I love being a tough guy in front of my girl, but I had a sinking feeling that we would be better off if we ran. So we did. At this point, we were freaked out and drove to the next Walmart and stayed the night in the parking lot there, camping out in the car. We wanted to be where there was light and other people. We did not see any more duplicated vans or stars moving or any robotic alien voices from then on. But something was trying to take us, and we got away. Thank you for hearing our story, and to this day, we have no idea what the stars were doing, what prey, the sound, the stars, the duplicated van man were. I cannot say to this day, but we both get chills from the events and have drastically, sadly decreased our joy of going out in the middle of the night a lot more. Whatever made that sound, whatever the hell that was, and why they were duplicated van drivers following us, just boggles my mind. We told our immediate families only, and they just say, "Well, that's strange, huh?" It is so unlike us to make up stories. We are sure it is extraterrestrial. We were not drunk or high. We just got lucky, I think. We saw something terrifying. The stars showed themselves to us. spoke to us, stalked us. If they wanted to, they could have taken us, and no one would have ever known. We were incredibly lucky. If anybody has any idea what we saw, I would love to know. This story may seem uneventful after the fact to go into it, but it was definitely AK-47 worthy at the time. My girlfriend, Doug, and I went camping with a bunch of friends in the Sierra Nevadas as we do quite often. Now, I have been camping and backpacking in the Sierras for years, luckily without encountering anything except bears and rattlesnake. This trip was just a car camping trip at a campground. No roughing it on the Tuba River. Now, I've taken the dog there many times, and she loves it. She knows the way from the camp to the river on her own, and usually, I've got to drag her out of the river since she's a chocolate lab, and yes, she definitely loves to swim. Unfortunately, at the time of writing this story though, she has crossed the Rainbow Bridge. Best friend and best dog forever. Okay, anyway, this trip felt a little different. The vibe, I mean. I couldn't put my finger on it, as it was pre-discovery of cryptids for me. My girlfriend, Dog, and I got there a day after most of my ratty friends had, but we managed to secure a pretty good spot. But evidently, there was a large group of people in the spot left to us just before I got there, and they had barbecued a whole pig and had it draped out over the picnic table on a tablecloth. When they were done, they bugged out, leaving a ton of meat, the carcass, and the mess that spent the previous night there. During that night, the story goes a bear came into the camp and was having its way with whatever it was, but something ran it off and made off with the rest of the pig. The ranger came through and cleaned up the rest and just told everyone there was a bear around and don't go near it and to keep your food up and it'll go away. So when we rolled in, I opened the truck door and expected the dog to come flying out the back seat. Nope, she just sat there with her ears back and big-eyed, panting and tripping out. What the heck? I dragged her out and she did her business and wanted to go right back into the truck. Weirdest behavior ever. So I just left the doors open and she could do what she wanted, and, you know, all she wanted to do was sit in the truck. She didn't come to me to beg for food or sniff everything like she normally would. I even fed her and gave her water there. The next day, when we went down to the river, I had to march her down there, which is odd. So it is about 100 degrees, and it's a total barn burner. I go down, jump in the river with the dog toy, and she doesn't want to do anything. In fact, she's trying to head back to camp. Well, I know she is totally overheated, so I grab her and we went in. After she shook off, she had to be up top, so I had to lay down on some rocks next to me and my girlfriend, and by no means was it cold yet. She was panting and shaking almost uncontrollably. So, out of concern, my girlfriend and I took the dog back to camp, where she went straight back to the truck. She was uneasy the entire time, and we could not figure it out. But when we went to bed in the tent that night, we were woken by a dog panting and pawing at us. Something was at the tent door. That's when my girlfriend said, "What is that?" Then I heard what sounded like a bipedal something coming towards the tent. Now you hear these stories and think, how could you really tell if it was on two or four legs? You can simply tell by the cadence of the walk. The campsite had a level spot for the most part. On the other side of it, though, there was a steep hill. You would have to climb up to that to get into our camp. So it would definitely be a lot easier to tell if something was on two legs or four legs coming up it. My girlfriend's tripping, and the dog is tripping. Now I'm thinking, there's no way that it's a bear. If it was a bear, it would have taken an easier path. And this thing was on two legs, and about probably 25 to 30 yards out away from us. I snapped a mag into my AK and racked the bolt as loud as the gun could and unsnapped the safety. whatever it was stopped. I could hear a little bit of the leaves rustling, but that was it. I sat there for a half hour waiting to hear it leave, and I never heard a thing. About that time, I got the courage to look outside, thinking it was still there. But there was nothing. And that's when my dog finally calmed down, for the first time since we got there, and actually laid down and went to sleep with the old lady. I don't know what the freak was coming up the hill that night, and I did not need to go looking either. The next morning, we packed up and got out of there, and soon, we were on the road and my dog was back to normal, with no anxious behavior and just totally being fine. I'm sorry if this was uneventful, with no Sasquatch sightings or anything like that, but I'm totally okay with that. Please keep my name anonymous. I still live in California, and I'll be damned if I give up my AK or go camping without it. Last summer, I was a camp counselor. I live in Northern California, and anyone who has explored the forest knows just how beautiful they can be. I'll start by saying that since the age of 9, I have been a camper at this particular summer camp. It was this summer that I decided to work there. A little layout of the camp. It was roughly a 2-hour ride on a school bus filled with rowdy children. Nonetheless, it was great when you drive into the little roundabout to unload the bus. You are facing this huge welcome sign. To the right was this large, 2-story, part recreational, part educational building. As you walk forward, you see a bathhouse, a campfire, and the other bathhouse, cabins, and Tent City. Past Tent City, in the lower bathhouse, there is a long dirt road that leads to the amphitheater, then a large barn that stored the water equipment, then the lake. This story happened in the middle of the night. One night I was sleeping in my hammock I had set up outside the tent. My campers were all asleep, and it was finally the time where staff could lay down, check our phones, and get some peace and quiet. I had been with some other counselors prior, just sitting on a bed outside a tent, but we decided it was time to get some sleep. So at this point I was in my hammock, and I had just put down my phone, ready to sleep. A few minutes pass and I'm finally almost about to fall asleep, but then it hits me. Everyone's worst fear. Being nice and comfy. Then getting the urge to pee. Yep, I had everyone's worst fear. I had to go to the bathroom, which was a far walk away. I moodily got up, slipped on some shoes, and turned my phone on for the flashlight. I felt comfortable walking in the dark as I had grown up walking these trails and pathways. I felt more comfortable here than any other wooded location. I was walking as I heard a rustle. I thought nothing of it at first. Probably just another person heading to the bathhouse. Maybe someone just moving in their bed. But then I heard it again. Only, it was faster. Then more rustling. I was surrounded by tents filled with campers and counselors all sleeping outside. I felt secure. Nothing could happen, right? Well, I was wrong. I felt a small gust of wind behind me and I froze. The rustling was now on the other side of me. I started speed walking and made my way to the bathhouse. I quickly went in, did my business, and left. I looked around before leaving. Now, the female side of the bathhouse is on the front side. As you are leaving, you can't see down the road to the lake for a few seconds. So I looked around towards the other side and saw nothing. Satisfied, I quickly headed back to my hammock. What I saw next terrified me. I glanced down that road. To my horror, I saw a figure. It looked like a person. Maybe a young boy, almost on all fours, like his hands and feet were on the ground, but his knees were not. The only lights were on the bathhouse, and there was just enough illumination to see this little figure. Then, another figure appeared from the brush. I figured it was a couple of campers messing around because, let us be honest, 9 to 12-year-old boys in the woods, supervision, asleep. Okay, of course they're gonna do some stuff. They and even the girls like to do random stuff sometimes. I quietly said, "Hey," and told them to go back to their tent. They just stayed still and stared. I took a step toward them and said it again, a little firmer. "Come on, it's time for bed. Let us get you boys back into your tent." I took another step forward, and the first boy growled. Not a child pretending to growl. It sounded like a demonic snarl. I stepped back, unsure of what to do, honestly. I do not know why I did not do this earlier, but I shined my phone light and what I saw scared me. These were not campers. Both creatures, or whatever they were wearing shredded clothing, and their skin was dirty, and in a way, looked as if it was burned. Maybe it was just the lighting, but I swear their eyes were practically non-existent. It almost looked as if they were just sockets, no eyes at all. They stayed still and had fallen silent. The closest tent to me was occupied by my boyfriend at the time. We will call him Jacob. I whispered his name, not taking my eyes off these creatures. I said it again a little louder, and out of nowhere, these little things took off, running in some sort of bear crawl. They disappeared down the road, and I quickly walked back to my tent. I got in my sleeping bag, on my hammock, and pulled it up over my face. I stayed there and waited until the morning to come. Whatever was in those woods, whatever the actual hell those things were, I've never seen them ever again, and I've never seen them before this incident. And I hope I never see them again, period. A little background story. I am Tessa. I am 14 years old. I live in Minnesota and I go to this one campground up north in kind of the middle of nowhere. I've gone to that campground for somewhere around 11 years, if I'm not mistaken, and still go there to this day. It has been open for only a year or two before I started going there regularly. My mom is very popular there. We know just about everyone. They always are having a party or staying up to 1 o'clock drunk. This night haunts me forever. Me and my friend Chloe were best friends. She was the shy brunette, and I was the wild blonde. She always had this thing where she never liked sleepovers. This one night, me and her planned on hanging at a sleepover. We were texting about it for a while, and we wanted to use an actual camper. Our parents did not stay out late that one night for whatever reason. We had a fire and did some regular camping things. It was about 1 a.m. when we decided to go in this shower house with the showers and bathrooms. At the time, it was rated one of the best campgrounds in North America. It is a fact and not even my opinion. So we were in the shower house just planning to hang out because the shower house and the lodge is the only place that the Wi-Fi was prominent. My data does not work out there because it's the middle of nowhere, so we plan on staying there till like 3 a.m. We are at about 2 a.m. and we need chargers. We go to the camper and grab our chargers. On our way back, we were outside the door for some air before we go inside. Chloe is on her phone and around the corner behind her is an old guy or maybe a woman. They look to be 100 years old or so. It looks like they're walking a rat, or it looks like one at least. I scream and tell her what I see, and this person just has a crazy smile on them. We ran as fast as our legs would take us, about 2 steps until we got inside. I start crying because I'm so freaked out. My friend is also freaking out because now she doesn't know what's out there, and she doesn't know how we're going to get back to the camper. We peek out to see if it's still there, and we don't seemingly see anything. So, we decide to chance it and run like bats out of hell back to the camper. Suddenly, we hear footsteps behind us, and we both shriek and run as fast as we can. I only look behind me for a split second, but what I saw truly freaked me out. There was a dark shadow of what looked like a man chasing us with some sort of animal next to him. I still think it was a rat, I don't know. I screeched and ran faster than I've ever ran in my entire life. We got to the camper, slammed the door shut, and woke up her parents. When my friend's dad went outside, he never saw or found anyone. This may not be the scariest story you've ever shared, but honestly, it was freaky to me, and I do thank you for giving me the platform to share it. If anyone has ever had an encounter like this at a campsite, please let me know in the comments down below. because I've never been able to find anyone who's had a similar experience like this. I don't know if we were chased by some sort of paranormal entity or some creep. Thanks for listening to these creepy and allegedly true camping horror stories sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it's a camping story or something completely different, be sure to submit that story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd be delighted to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this show going on a daily basis. If you enjoyed these stories, please hit that like button. The more likes this video gets, the more YouTube promotes it in the algorithm, and that really helps me out a lot. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Hit that subscribe button, and be sure to turn on notifications to never miss a new video, as I upload them almost every single day, and all things natural and supernatural. If you're on the go and you don't have YouTube Premium, you can download and bring your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories with you everywhere you go. You can do that on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, and just about everywhere else you find your favorite podcast online. The best part of it is it's absolutely free. If you want to support the Swamp outside of hitting that like button and subscribing, maybe consider checking out the merch store. I have all kinds of cool stuff from face masks, to hoodies, to shirts, to mugs, and I even have exclusive Halloween designs out right now. Thank you guys, as always, for all the amazing support you give the Swamp. We're on our way to 200,000 swamp-dwelling creatures. I couldn't do this on a daily basis without you guys. I'll see you all soon, with another creepy video.